I will never forget the evening I experienced the true power of connecting. I was at a dinner party with my wife. As it happened, we were seated with Nicole and Amanda, two of our good friends. Nicole lives near us, and Amanda lives in another part of the country, but was in town to visit with the hosts of the party. Nicole and Amanda did not know each other, so I introduced them. Nicole happens to be someone who is able to reach out and get to know others at a very authentic and deep level in a very brief time. This is just what she does. She connects. I watched as Nicole, in a very natural manner, showed interest in Amanda and began asking her questions. I think the conversation started with what Amanda did for a living, or how she knew the hosts of the party, something that most conversations tend to begin with. But I could see that Nicole really was interested in Amanda and wanted to know her. Amanda responded. She opened up and began to tell Nicole personal things about her life that even I didn't know about. She told Nicole about her desire to have another child and what a loss it was to find that it wasn't possible, about her plans to become a professional musician someday, about her relationship with her own mother, which was a very painful one. They both became emotional and tearful at times, as Nicole responded to Amanda's story. I was amazed at how quickly Amanda let Nicole in to her deeper self. They were conversing at a level you generally expect with people who have known each other for a while, with a certain amount of time and safety. But Nicole's interest and warmth continued to work on Amanda. I knew it would be intrusive to keep listening, as the conversation was getting more and more private, and they were getting closer to one another. So I talked to other people at the table and checked in on Nicole and Amanda from time to time. The party ended. Everyone said their goodbyes, and Nicole and Amanda hugged and exchanged contact information. A few weeks later, I was talking to Amanda on the phone. During our talk, she said, "Thanks for introducing me to Nicole. Looks like you two hit it off." "Yes, she is a pretty amazing person. We've talked a couple of times since I flew back home. I hope we can keep up the friendship in some way. She is special." "I think so, too." It isn't easy for me to open up to people. I've always been a little reserved. But that night at the party, it seemed like I wanted to let her know about the important things I feel. That kind of talk doesn't come around a lot. I said, "Neither does that kind of person." "I know. And even though I haven't known Nicole very long, I feel like I'm a better person for being around her." There is a postscript here. The two have been friends for years now. With the distance, they don't see each other often. But when they do connect, it is meaningful. And whenever I talk to Amanda, she always says, "Say hi to Nicole when you see her." Heart to heart. Nicole has made a permanent and positive impact on Amanda. She considers herself a better person for the few hours she spent with her. That is the value and the importance of connection. In this chapter, I will show you that one of the best things that loving people do is to connect with others. When you learn the principles and skills of connecting, you can make a difference in the lives of others. You can make great relationships and attachments, and you can draw people to yourself.